Chapter 1. Tower House Before the Williamsons. Have you ever heard the saying, "An Englishman's home is his castle"? Well, that's particularly true of Tower House. It started life as a defensive structure. The tallest part of the building you see today, with the battlements on top, was originally one of the towers in the medieval city wall. The rest of the house was built around it much later, in the Victorian era. We don't know precisely when people started using these defensive towers as dwellings, but one of the earliest records of someone living in this tower dates from the 1600s, when a lawyer called William Watmer leased it. He was twice Mayor of Canterbury. A later record, from 1730, shows that the miller at nearby Westgate Mill was living here. His name was John Dean. It continued to be the miller's home until 1839, when it was sold to George Neame. It was he who oversaw the building of a grand house with the tower at its heart, creating the building you see today. If Neame seems like a familiar name, it's because George was related to the family who founded Britain's oldest brewery, Shepherd Neame. George's occupation was recorded as tallow chandler and soap boiler, which means he made candles and soap from animal fat. He was Mayor of Canterbury 3 times. Tower House changed hands a number of times in the coming years. A for sale advertisement for the house from the Kentish Gazette in 1867 gives an interesting glimpse of the house at that time. For sale, a choice residential freehold estate known as Tower House, with good stabling, gardeners and coachmen's cottages, beautiful gardens, pleasure grounds, grape houses, and meadowland throughout, through which the River Stour passes, affording excellent trout fishing from the lawns, the whole comprising a most charming gentleman's residence. Cost, £3,500. Among the gentlemen who resided here at this time were Solicitor Henry Kingsford, Captains Henry and Charles Castle, the Reverend Charles Fowler, and William Howard, proprietor of Charton Paper Mill, 3 miles up the River Stour. The Jesuits of St Mary's College at Hales Place bought Tower House in May 1882. The Kentish Gazette reported, "We hear that the Jesuits of St Mary's College have just purchased Tower House, Westgate, from Mr W. Howard, the intention being to convert it into a boarding house for the parents and friends of the college students while on a visit to Canterbury." It was in 1886 that the Williamson family first came here to live. Click on the audio file, Chapter 2, The Williamsons of Tower House, to hear the next chapter in the story of this fascinating building.